إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is a new day. It is not yesterday and is not yet tomorrow. It is this day that you live right now, that you are most of life to seize an opportunity to do the best of what you can do. Until this day goes, another one comes afterward. Al-Hasan al-Basri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardaah said, كُلُّ يَوْمٍ تُشْرِقُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ يُنَادِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. Every single day when the sun rises, that single day, that particular day would be calling upon you. Yunadi, just calling you, saying, أنا يوم جديد. I am a new day. وَعَلَىٰ عَمَلِكَ شَهِيدٌ. And I shall testify, be a witness for what you do, which means good or bad. فَاغْتَنِمْنِي. Therefore, seize this opportunity. Capture the opportunity. فَإِنِّي لَا أَعُودُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. For when I leave, I don't come back again until the day of judgment. Do you think that you're going to be living your days without meeting the records of what you have compiled during those days? Do you think we're going to be living this life simply because every day passes and after it goes, you are not going to see what you have done ever in your life? No, by Allah, you shall meet every single and particular day on the day of judgment. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal promised that everything will be recorded for you. Fi kitab. In that book which you will see, and you will be handed this book, inshaAllah, may Allah subhanahu make this possible for all of us, in your right hand, announcing your success on the day of judgment. Have we ever stopped and asked ourselves the question, what have I done in this day to become a better Muslim? Do you know that every single day that passes by, at the end of the day, if you haven't earned anything good for your dunya or even in the akhirah, it's wasted. Don't count that day, it's gone. If you don't get something new every single day, then you're not benefiting from your time. However, we all know time is very limited. It's just about 24 hours for us. And if you count the time you sleep, the time you're busy at work, everywhere else, there will be little time that you can use for yourself. In an environment like ours today, as we study together, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, different ulum and different science and disciplines in Ulum Summit, we would like to benefit the most from our days and our time. So we would like to benefit from our time the most. But I know, being so busy in earning knowledge and ilm, you probably neglect another part of your life, your spiritual growth. You tend to forget about yourself within this group, a group effort, as you try your best to learn as much as possible. You tend to forget about your personal growth, your self-discipline. How can you act or react when you're alone? We forget about that, because there isn't much for us to do so. So therefore, what can we do with the little time that we have for ourselves? And subhanAllah, if we just take a closer look into the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would come to realize that little is so powerful. This little that you have, this little that you do, is so powerful. Man has, subhanAllah, in his mind this tendency to do great achievements, and we do not value achievements until they are great. If you ask yourself, why don't you do such and such, you say, well, I still need to do more, I want to excel more, I want to get more. Oh, this is just little, I cannot do that. In fundraising, when people start calling for $50, $20, people, they feel shy, saying, I'm not going to do that. If I don't give 1,000, I'm not going to give anything. Subhanallah, we belittle the power of little. And in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, little was always powerful. This khutbah is about the power of little, of the little time that we have, the little work we can do. How much can we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on personal level before anything else? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his final khutbah, when he was given his final advice and admonition to the Muslim ummah, what did he say sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ballighu anni walau aya. Convey, even if it was just one single ayah. What does that mean? That is the power of little. You don't have to memorize the Quran first in order to become a successful da'i. The little you know from the Quran, if you understand that perfectly, can be so powerful. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for one single ayah. Ballighu anni walau ayah. Even if it was one single ayah, this little that you know, that you learn, that you have excelled, it is so powerful. If you know it, convey it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرًا. Whoever does the way of an atom of khayr, he shall meet that. So even the weight of an atom of good is so powerful. It's not about what you do, it's about for whom you're doing it. And you're doing it definitely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord. And when you do that, you do it sincerely for Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as promised, will invest that for you. And on the day of judgment, you will see an immense reward coming from nowhere. You don't know where it's coming from, but it's because it's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal said, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever you do, you know what the meaning of whatever you do, whatsoever, even the least of good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. This is the power of little. It's all in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is coming very soon, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a very successful event for all of us. Ramadan, as it comes, we realize how much we need to do, and at the same time we know how little time we have to do. Even as you know, you woke up in the morning for Fajr, and after Salah you do a little of card, recite the Quran, and then you go to work, or you start doing your own business during the day. Then subhanAllah, you get so busy that you don't have time to make adhkar. You don't have time to occupy yourself with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's an opportunity, you don't want to miss in Ramadan. Still though, we'll have little time. And subhanAllah, it is the blessing of Allah azza wa jal, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this little time is considered of the most powerful time throughout the whole year. Don't you know that the last ten nights of Ramadan are of the greatest nights in the year? And they are just 10 out of the whole year. Can't we invest more time for these 10 nights throughout the whole year? Not just 10 nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even given you another chance and opportunity. Not 10, just one. Do one of the 10 if you can. If you capture this night, Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr, a night that is better than 1,000 months. That's almost 80 something years of your life, subhanAllah. You're doing it in one night. So little, but very powerful. This is the power of little, because again, that you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many cases in the Quran criticize that, not giving it the praise that many people think of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Means those who believed with him were little in number. Which means, what about the أكثرية, the majority, where are they? They are not of those who believe. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Even if you try your best, the advice came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you try your best, مَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You won't find the most of the believers. Which means there will always be few, little in number, and they will be the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many occasions you see that فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ, means that fi'ah, little, few, little in number, would take the victory against a larger crowd, all by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah did not demand from us so much to do. In Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, قالت سئل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله. يا رسول الله, what are the best deeds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the best to do in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say? He didn't say salah, fasting, zakah, charity, jihad. He didn't say that. He gave us a completely different answer, unexpected. He said أدومها وإنقل, means that one which is continuous, even if it was little. So he didn't say specific deeds, even though the question was about particular deeds that we all would like to achieve in our life. He didn't say that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, it doesn't matter. Whatever good deed that you start, keep it consistent. Continue with that. Persistent. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. And again, I know many people, they would love to be, mashallah, doing the greatest deeds. And when Ramadan comes, an opportunity to try and test. And in many cases, at the end of Ramadan, they realize that they failed because it was too much for them. Why not then taking the advice from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Start with this little and make it continuous. Build on this until it becomes great, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of these little things that you can do, words, كلمات. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Say لا إله إلا الله and you'll be successful. الله أكبر. Just saying لا إله إلا الله, sincerely coming from the heart, you'll be successful. How little that is, how powerful. Little but so powerful. How often do we say لا إله إلا الله outside our ibadah and our salah? How often do we remember that as we walk around and we see things and we say La ilaha illallah, just to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say it and you shall be successful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said kalimatan, two words, which means just like saying two statements. Kalimatan, and those two words the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing as little, means they don't need effort, too much effort from you. Khafifatani ala lisan, they're so light when you pronounce them. ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ, very heavy in the scale with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَبِيبَتَانِ لِلرَّحْمَانِ, of the most beloved to Ar-Rahman, the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Just to say subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim once, Allahu Akbar, so beloved and pleasing to our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we say that? It does not take too much of your time. It's little, but it's so powerful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una aw bid'un wa sittuna shu'ba. The categories of Al-Iman are between 60 something, 70 something. These are the categories of al-Iman. And again, remember, when people come to Islam, come to this deen, they become so enthusiastic that they want to do the greatest things they can catch. Tell me about what I can do. I want to just compensate for the loss I had in my life. I want to do the greatest things. So sometimes they go so extreme in their understanding and their practice as well. They are misled by their enthusiasm. But the Prophet ﷺ says here, A'laha, the highest, is not what most people expect to be the highest. He says, A'laha, the highest is to say, La ilaha illallah. The highest degree of al-Iman is to say, La ilaha illallah, which means frequently keep going saying, La ilaha illallah. And then the least, وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنَ الطَّرِيقِ, removing harm from the way of people. Subhanallah, it's an action that we usually do without even thinking of the rewards. But it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counting this as one of your good deeds. So little, but so powerful. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْحَيَاء شُعْبَةٌ مِنْ شُعَبِ الْإِيمَانِ. Shyness is also considered shu'bah, one of these categories and qualities of al-Iman. So little that you do, but it's so great and powerful in the sight and the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Sahih Muslim, even describing, he said, I saw a man in al-Jannah. The Prophet, he saw a man in al-Jannah, يَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, enjoying his time in al-Jannah. For what? في شجرة فرع من الشجرة, he's a branch of a tree that was blocking the way for people. So he saw that and he said, subhanallah, this is blocking the way of people. He went and he cut this off and he threw it away, so that removing harm from the path of people, he ended up in al-Jannah because of that. Another man, as the Prophet ﷺ describing, who was one time walking in the middle of the desert and he got so thirsty and he passed by a water well, he goes all the way down and he drinks water and he comes up again. When he went up, he saw a dog, an animal, stray dog. What's the value of a stray dog for many people? It's nothing. If you go to those countries, they would chew it away from you. But subhanAllah, he looked at it and it was licking the dust. He was so thirsty, could not find water, trying to find moisture anywhere. So the man looked at his dog and he said, subhanAllah, this dog was taken by thirst just like it happened to me. So he went down and he filled his shoes and he grabbed his shoes with his mouth. He didn't say, no, I'm not going to do that for a dog. He grabbed his own shoes with his mouth and he went up giving the water to the dog. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became so thankful for him and forgave him his sins. Little that we do, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so great and so powerful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the field of charity, سَبَقَ دِرْهَمْ مِئَةَ أَلْفِ دِرْهَمْ. One dirham, just like saying $1, was surpassed in reward 100,000 dirham. People were surprised. How come, Ya Rasulullah? If you give $1, just like giving more than 100,000, he said, absolutely. Someone who has two dirhams, just two dirhams, giving one dirham, how much did he give? 50%, half of his wealth. And someone who is rich, he was asked for charity, he grabbed from his pocket and he gave it away, came out 100,000. Fraction of, mashallah, the wealth Allah has bestowed upon them. Absolutely, given half of your wealth, even if it was so little, becomes so powerful in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a woman came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked for some charity and she had two daughters with her. So Aisha, she looked around, she couldn't find anything but one date. She grabbed that date and she gave it to the mother. And the mother, subhanallah, she split that date two halves, giving one half to each one of them. And then she left. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Aisha, and the Prophet ﷺ heard about the story, Aisha was very enthusiastic and was looking for that moment when she sees Rasulullah to tell him what happened. She said, Ya Rasulullah, a woman came to me and she did such and such. The Prophet ﷺ says, اتَّقُ النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَ, means fear Jahannam, protect yourself, shield yourself from the fire of hell, even just by giving, even if you just give half a date. What is half a date to a hungry person? SubhanAllah, what is it? It's nothing, insignificant. But again, you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most generous. The little that you do, it is so powerful when you remember that you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in your social life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminding women, saying, Ya Nisa al-Muslimat, O women of the Muslims, the believers, لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها. Do not scorn giving in charity, or basically in the social interaction. ولو فرسن شاء. فرسن شاء, basically what people don't really consider part of the food that they serve, and that is the feet of the sha, the lamb, the goat. People, they don't cook that to give this to guests. Rather, if they lack food, if they lack meat, they would cook these things. But now the Prophet ﷺ say, even that, don't scorn this, don't belittle that, because you'll be dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even informed women that if you cook and you make soup, so the Prophet ﷺ said, فَأَكْثِرْ مَاءَهُ, increase the amount of water to make the soup greater and bigger and more. And he says, وَلْيُعْطِ جَارَهُ, and then give your neighbors. Today, subhanAllah, the cultural life has changed completely. People don't expect that from you. But what if there is someone there next door who would definitely appreciate whatever you can give, because they really need that little. They need the little, which will be so powerful for them in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminding men when dealing with their spouses, he says, حَتَّى اللُّقْمَةَ يَجْعَلُهَا فِي فِي امْرَأَتَهِ, is considered charity, an rewarding act. Even the morsel, the handful of food that you put in the mouth of your spouse, of your wife, the Prophet says, لَهُ بِهَا أَجْر, he will get the reward for that, an act of charity, subhanAllah. So even our social interaction will be considered an act of ibadah. This is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, the Muslims, that all our actions that we do, if you do them sincerely for Allah azza wa jal, will definitely be rewarding. Here, as we walk around, you meet a brother, sister, with your sisters, what kind of act of charity or khair, good deed that you can make to them? The least you can do is to smile. Smiling in the face of your brother, to smile in the face of your sister, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is charity. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقًا. The least thing you can do is to smile in the face of your brother. You know, people, they have enough in this life. They are beaten down completely, feeling the guilt of wasting, procrastinating and so on. They don't want to see someone else bringing all their problems to them. They need a cheerful face. Then when they see you, they smile for you. And when they see your smile, they return with a smile, knowing that alhamdulillah, we're basically helping one another, lifting each other up, all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little that we do, and it's so great in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Still in the social life interaction between men and women, husband and wife, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave the women an instruction about little they can do, but they get such a great reward. When the woman came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on behalf of the women folk in Medina, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, the women, they sent you to you and asking you for this. And she asked about the rewards that they can get how can they compare themselves to men? When men are requested and required to attend khutbatul jumu'ah, salatul jama'ah, al-jihad, al-hajj, and so on, and women don't do that, how can we catch up with those men then? Subhanallah, they aspired so high for the greatest reward, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided them to something else, little that they can do, but they can get all this reward. Simply he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irji'i ila man wara'aki min al-nisa, go back to the women and give them this advice. Tell them anna husna taba'ul ihda kunna li zawjiha ya'dilu dhalika kulla. Just treating your husband kindly, being kind to your husband, would be equivalent to all of this that you mentioned. Allahu Akbar. They don't have to come for Jum'ah. They don't have to come for Jama'ah. They don't have to participate in all these congregational acts men are required to do to get the reward for. Still, doing little, being so kind to their husbands, treat them kindly, يَعْدِلُ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ, will suffice them all these works and they will get the reward for that. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even instructed us that even the intention, you don't even have to do the work. Subhanallah. To get the reward, you don't even have to do the work. If it comes sincerely from your heart, the intention to do the good work, if it comes sincerely from your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as in Hadith ibn Abbas in Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed what is good and what is evil. We all know that coming in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ, and then explained everything for us. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلًا. Anyone who intends to do a good deed, just intending to do good, but you are unable to do it for some reason, you are unable to do it, but sincerely you intended to do a good deed, كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلًا, it will be written for you as a full merit, full hasana. And then he says, وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعِمِائَةِ ضِعْفٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And if intended to do good deeds, then was able to do it, it will be written as 10. The minimum would be 10, up to 700. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah will increase, multiply that from whatever He wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than 700. And then, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ, subhanallah. And if he intends to do something bad, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةً. If he intends to do something bad, but was unable to do it, subhanallah, whether intentionally or something wrong happened, basically did not do that evil thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His mercy will write that as a merit, a good deed. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ سَيِّئَةً. And if they intended to do the bad thing and they did, will be counted only one. Allahu Akbar. Little that we do, but powerful the message that we get from that and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when we say that you do little, that doesn't mean that you be satisfied with the little that you do. Because we all know how much we try to give, subhanallah. Comparing this to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'am, the bounties, the favors we're receiving from Allah azza wa jal, we cannot give enough, not even for one bounty that Allah is bestowing upon us. Ni'matul basar, the sight. Whatever you do, it's not going to be enough to cover the ni'mah, that bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, even just like one, the sight itself. And therefore, we should as much as possible make a plan for our life. Start with that little and then increase, build on it. And I'm sure during those hours that are left, a few days that are left in our program, you will have inshallah a gap here and there. In those gaps, make sure that you do little but make it so powerful. When you smile in the face of your brothers and in the sisters, when you go and work with somebody, help them with something, when you just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those little things will be so powerful, helping you while you're seeking knowledge, develop this personal and spiritual growth, slowly and gradually. So at the end, you will be inshallah ta'ala built intellectually and spiritually as well. The last thing I would like to mention over here is that this power of little can also be negative. subhanAllah, how come? How come could this be negative? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. O you who believe, do not nullify your charities بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ with frequent reminders and harming people with this. Some people might give thousands and millions of dollars charities fi sabilillah, but because there is some kind of ulterior motive, they would like to be remembered with that in front of people. They lose the reward. Little they do destroys all these good deeds that they have made. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us on the day of judgment, saying, "Atadruna man al-muflis?" Do you know who is the muflis? The bankrupt, someone who comes complete with bankruptcy. On day of judgment, they say, "Ya Rasul al-muflis fina, man la dirham lahu wa la dinar." That is the person who has no money, no dirham, no dinar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam This is not the muflis. Yes, this is a muflis, a bankrupt person, but this is not the true bankruptcy. Says the true muflis bankruptcy is that person who comes in the day of judgment bi a'mal kadibal tihama, like the mountains of Tihama in Yemen, so huge, so high and lofty. And then he comes on the day of judgment, waqad shatama hada wa daraba hada wa akala mala hada, means he had cursed this person, he probably ate the wealth of this guy, sold this person, so forth. Little that they did in this dunya to harm others. However, on judgment day, there will be no bank accounts to deal with. We will be with the hasanat and the sayyat. The power of little, that negative power of little, would bankrupt those people. The Prophet ﷺ saying, they will be taken from their hasanat, given to the others, until they come completely on their hasanat. Zero account. What is next? Taken from their little sayyat, throw him on that person's account until the person is doomed. May Allah protect us all from that. So little that we do, and we get great from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is also a negative side of this little, so be aware of that. Whenever you do something, you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and protect yourself from the harm of this little that we do against other people. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم وأقم الصلاة. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية
لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.